when you train hours, days, years on end to perfect your skills, the pressure to perform, well, it can be pretty immense, especially when you're up against the best and you have only minutes, sometimes seconds, to execute that talent. It's something that New South Wales Institute of Sport athlete and Dubbo local Angus McDonald knows all too well as he chases his dreams in the pool. Angus, good morning.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. How old were you when you started swimming?
I sort of took up swimming in Dubbo when I was about probably 10 years old. I started doing some training, and then I sort of didn't start taking it seriously until I was about 15 or 16, and it all really went from there.
Were you that kid at the school swimming carnival who just kind of naturally won everything, Angus?
Yeah, it started out that way. That's kind of how I found my passion for the sport. I just jumped in at the school swimming carnival, and it happened to go all right, and I thought I might go to a bit of training, and the Dubbo community there had a good club going, and I really enjoyed training there decided to move away to Sydney.
What do you learn in those initial stages when you first start taking swimming seriously? What does training look like for you at that stage, Angus?
Well, I guess at a young age, it's more about enjoyment, and you know, it's really great just to have people turning up. A lot of it's the afternoons, doing some, you know, some stroke correction and anything that'll make young kids enjoy the sport more, which is essentially what it's about at that age. But then as it gets a bit more serious, you start considering the early mornings, much to mum and dad's distaste, having to drive me to training in the mornings. But so that's the difficulty of swimming, is the early mornings. But that's kind of the nature of the sport, and you really learn to thrive in that environment, I think.
How early are we talking?
So at the moment, I'm starting training at about 5 o'clock at Sydney Olympic Park. So yeah, it's quite early getting up in the fours.
It's all right in summer when it's a little bit light, a little bit warm. I imagine the winter months get a little bit challenging.
Yeah, exactly. It sometimes feels like you're sort of up in the middle of the night when you're getting out for training.
When you had to make that decision to move to Sydney, what were you weighing up at that stage? How big a decision was that for you?
Obviously it was a huge decision. I was only 12 at the time, and relocating my whole life pretty much to Sydney, a lot younger than I expected as well. I was kind of, my parents and I always had in mind that I would go away to boarding school, as both my sisters were going to as well. But in moving away at 12, it was a lot younger than I expected. But the coach down in Sydney that we went and spoke to, who's still my current coach some nearly 8 years later, kind of said if the earlier I could come down, the better. And that was when I was still in year six at the time. And it was a very sort of fast-paced movement, and I came down to Trinity Grammar School in Sydney and boarded there from year seven.
How did you adjust to not just, I guess, new place to live, new coach, new school, but also brand new city and a bit more of a solid focus on swimming as well, Angus? What was that adjustment period like?
Yeah, definitely. It was a big adjustment. I was really lucky that I had some really great support people around the school, and my coach was really supportive when I was young, and obviously my parents, all the way through my life have been really supportive of that. So they've made it as easy as possible as they could for me. In saying that, it wasn't all high pressure on the swimming side of things from day dot. I kind of was still able to enjoy things outside of the swimming, and you know, moving away to boarding school was with swimming in mind, but it was also just for some great life experiences with, you know, I was enjoying cricket and rugby at the time, and academics has always been a really significant aspect of my life as well. So yeah, it was quite well rounded for the first few years, which I think really helped adjust into that new life.
Now that you're out of high school, is your focus, I know that you are at uni as well, but is your focus on swimming, and what are your goals in the sport?
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, there's a big, big focus on swimming sort of after I finished school with that big hurdle out of the way. And yeah, moving towards 2024 Paris Olympics is kind of the long-term goal, with a few short-term goals in between. So there's Commonwealth Games in Birmingham next year, which would be a really good thing for me to aim for. And then there's a World Uni Games team, whether or not that goes ahead with everything that's going on. I think that's happening this year. So yeah, there's a number of things that we can kind of work towards, with that end goal being Paris 2024.
Do you make the jump now from swimming against other high school students to now swimming against more seasoned senior swimmers?
Yeah, 100%. That's been a really big change that I've got to adjust with over the past month or so, moving out of that under-18s category into the opens, where even just your race mentality and your race plan becomes a lot different, because all of a sudden you've gone from swimming against boys and, similar strength and similar ability, where I was sometimes able to sort of get out in front and almost have the clear water to myself. But now, being against some of the bigger boys, it's a bit more wave, a bit more splash. So you really need a lot more strength. And that's kind of been one of the things we've been focusing on, is improving my strength physically to be able to step up to that level.
Because 100 meter, 50 meter freestyle, is that your focus?
Yeah, that's my specialty, sprint freestyle. Yeah,
that's a lot of splash.
Yeah, exactly. That's the one where all the big boys are in. So yeah, you need to muscle up a little bit for those ones.
Do you even breathe in that 50 meter freestyle final, or is it dive in and just go until you can't anymore?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, obviously people have different race plans. Some people don't breathe at all. I tend to breathe a couple of times, maybe three times. But essentially, it's all has to be going well for you to do the race well. It's got to be, every part of it's got to be pretty much perfect. Otherwise, it can be way off. So it's a bit hit and miss, the 50 free.
Yeah, there's really no room for catching up.
Exactly, no room for error. Yeah. Whereas 100, I like to think I can plan it a little bit more, have a little bit more strategy, and you can sort of control the race a little bit more.
I can even just see where your other competitors are a little bit better, Angus.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So breathing out to the side and looking at them sometimes helps.
I know you've got a pretty big meet coming up in April, so best of luck with that, and thank you so much for having a chat with us this morning.
Yeah, thanks very much. Appreciate the time.
That is Angus McDonald. He is an athlete with the New South Wales Institute of Sport, currently based in Sydney, but hails from Dubbo. That is where he started his swimming journey.